Yes, it's a pure prerogative of the president as to who gets to be on the cabinet list. But it's really surprising that the local government minister, senior minister, is not there. And some other relevant ministers, but you have ministers of state, rather, on the cabinet. I don't know what informed that. It looks like there are too many people from Eastern Region. I don't know what informed that. I mean, we are all colleagues, but I thought that looking at local government ministry in particular, the senior minister, I mean, the role that we are all made to understand he will be playing, it's surprising that he doesn't find himself, these two in particular, don't find themselves on the list. It's really surprising for me because if you look at the issue of local development and the way it cuts across, and they don't find expression in the cabinet, well, they may be attending as participants.
The president has the mandate to determine who should be on his cabinet. But some of us thought that because parliament is a very important arm of the government, and the fact that there is a minister in charge of parliamentary business, that minister should have been made part of cabinet to enable him properly informed to defend government business on the floor. And that's why we are raising issues about why the president failed to include the Minister for Parliamentary Affairs, who must be in Parliament every day to defend government business. So at the decision point, cabinet, where all the decisions are taken, if he's part of it, he will be in a very sound position to explain to us what the intentions of government actually are. And that was the reason why we are raising issues.